call. But
well, Georgia State on Thursday night, certainly a tough challenge. But before we dive into them, just talk a little bit about how camp has gone and how you feel your guys are headed into that opener.
You know, I mean, it's always a different formula. You try to come up with the right amount of work and the right amount of rest. I think we manage the bodies and the contact as well as we possibly can while sharpening our tools. Now, you know, you go into a first game, those are all the questions you got to find out. You know, what kind of condition are we in? Are we game ready? And I think we are. We've had a good camp. You know, we're relatively healthy. And, you know, really looking forward to playing. I think, like everybody, it's been a grind to get to this point. And we're really excited to go out and see what we got.
First question this morning from Steve McDowell. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. Coach, Steve. You got Georgia State FBS game first up for you. Last year, Pitt was the fourth game of the year for you, and you had two league games before that one. What do you like better? Do you like getting the playing up game first on the list, or after you get the wheels turning a little bit?
I'd rather have it when the wheels are turning, but somehow, some way, they haven't given me the opportunity to schedule my own schedule. So we take them, get them. But yeah, I certainly would rather have a little bit of wear on our tires before you go play up a level. But we're going to have to be prepared, and maybe we'll be recipient of some mistakes, first game mistakes that come from the other team. You know, it really what those games come down to. And so we got them first, and we just got to be ready to play our best and manage the game. We can't do any of the stupid things and think we can go down there and pull out a W.
If I can follow up, Rob, Nick Correa, coach, another honor nationally for him as he's put on the watch list for the Reese's Senior Bowl. Just a word about his impact on this program and how he's perceived on a national level.
Well, I think the first thing on impact on the program, I think that, you know, he's obviously been a multiple year starter. He's come from, you know, a guy that was just a big, big body off of the island in the middle of the ocean and came on in here and has turned himself into a monster offensive lineman. You know, I think he's certainly worthy of all the recognition as he's deserved. And, you know, you can't help but mention that, you know, that his loyalty to this school and his commitment to the program with the ability of NIL and transfer portal and all that, he wanted to stay with it, loves Rhode Island, and I'm very appreciative that we got him for his final year because it could have easily gone the other way.
Thanks, Coach.
Jim, your next question from Ian Steele. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Clearly working hard, which is good. So going into this game, how much is stopping the run an emphasis for you? I know it is every year, but last year, you know, they averaged over 200 yards on the ground a game. Is that something you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably my major focus and my major concern. You know, those were very effective running football team that we got to stop first game out. You know, and we've got some guys that we're breaking in up front. So it's going to be a very interesting part of the story as it comes out. I would imagine, you know, their game plan would be to try to control the clock, keep our offense off the field and run the ball quite a bit with what they do anyway. So we're going to have to do a very good job and be, you know, tenacious and tackle well, all the things you don't know until you get live bullets, you know, but we're hopeful to go in there. We've got a good plan, got good structure. Now we just got to go play hard and tackle well.
Jimmy, you got a follow-up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Coach, Rob touched on it earlier, finishing up camp last week. Assess the camp, if you could, what you wanted to see going in and what you ended up seeing throughout those weeks.
Well, I mean, you know, you always want to see a continual step forward to be able to take the, you know, the spot you were at the end of spring and then be able to go ahead and jump into summer training to get bigger and stronger, but then be able to execute at a high level coming into camp. Now, I think we achieved that. I think we achieved a little moderate pace going into camp, so we kind of avoided some of the cramping issues and some of the acclimatization issues we've had in the past, which is lost time. But, you know, we've got to be attentive to the number of new guys we've got on the squad right now that are in it for the first time, and there's been a learning curve for those guys, but I think we managed it well. I'm looking forward to see what everybody can do on Thursday night.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Ian, do you have a follow-up? Are you good?
No, yeah, if I could. Jim, yeah. What is what's it like, you know, the week leading up to the start of the season? One, for you, who's been doing it for a long time, and for the players?
I think there's you always expect a higher level of enthusiasm and, you know, and excitement. You know, I think we've been banging away, preparing quite well, and, you know, they're about tired of each other, you know. But I think when you finish camp, you give them a day off, they come back in, and now we're in game week. I mean, there becomes a more serious, focused effort. But, you know, I got to find the right balance with this crew. We need to go in and play free and play well, you know, but we need to go in there with, you know, and just execute and let it rip a little bit. You know, I really don't think we can go into this game and win it unless we're hitting on all cylinders. So let's go on out and lay it out there, and let's evaluate what we have at the end of that game, and we'll press on from there. But it's been a good transition. You know, everybody loves game week. You know, everybody seems to get a little healthier, and I think we're in good shape. You know, I think we're going to go out and play fast, and that's what I'm hoping we're able to do, and you know, for 60 good minutes.
Jim, you talked about some new guys, but at quarterback, you got a guy that decided to come back for a seventh year, has plenty of experience in these type of games. How nice is it to have a quarterback like Kasim going into a game like this with Georgia State?
I mean, you're talking about a four-year starter now. You know, I mean, it's unusual. I mean, no, the path has been a little different for that kid, but I'm thrilled. He's got a tremendous command of our offense, which is, you know, very, you know, complicated system. You know, we've got a lot to do, but he manages all of it very well and can get all our playmakers involved. So anytime you've got an experience at that position, you know, our focus is on protecting him and letting him do his thing. And hopefully he can continue to do it better than he has in the past, which has been pretty good. So I'm really excited to see what he can do. We've got, like I said, some new tools for him to play with. And, you know, he's been executing very well. So excited to see what he can do this season.
You touched with Steve about Nick Correa, but Lorenzo Thompson, some other veterans up front. How good is this offensive line over the years that you've been there?
Well, you know, it's been the same for so long, you know, but it gets better. I mean, the experience is there. You got Seve De La Soudas, who's been starting for 4 years and, you know, been a three-year captain for us. You've got Lorenzo Thompson, and you've got Nick, obviously. And, you know, we're getting Adam McKenna back at the left guard position. And then we're really happy with, you know, our tackle situation between Brock Bethea and Jacob Otts and Jordan Riendo, guys that will be able to fill in that spot that was vacated by A.J. Cornelius, who took off and went to Oregon.
Let's switch quickly and talk about the defense. Some holes to fill there, but you do return your linebacker, and Evan Stewart. Is he kind of the leader of that group going into the year?
Yeah, he was named captain right at the beginning of training camp and has done a fantastic job. And then we had a vote for captain. I did it a little different. I announced two captains at the beginning of training camp, De La Soudas and Stu. And then we voted for two more at the end of training camp. You know, I was really thrilled to see on the defensive side, they, you know, elected a guy who just got here, Brent Jackson. So I'm interested to see what he can do out there at safety for us. And, you know, and Lorenzo Thompson got the other nod over there at on the offensive side. So we've got good leadership, and then these kids are ready to play.
Before I let you go, just talk a little bit about Georgia State. What have you seen from them on film, and what are some of the keys for your team on Thursday night?
But you already hit on it. You know, I mean, the run game control is really important. They've got a very dynamic quarterback that can run it and throw it, and they do some good schematic things with him. Their bodies at all positions are very solid. On defense, it's going to be a little bit of a different structure. You know, they brought in a new D coordinator from Coastal Carolina, so we've been studying their tape and studying the personnel from last year. So, you know, everything is left to be seen. You know, the first games are games of adjustments. You know, we're going to get out there and do what we do, and we're going to have to adjust it if there's some things that we, you know, hadn't seen them do in the past. But I think we're very fortunate. You know, offensively, we do a number of things, so our defense is well prepared. And then defensively, we do a number of different things schematically, so our offense gets the benefit of seeing a number of different looks. So what we have to do is we have to, you know, take care of the football. We got to tackle well on defense and kick the ball effectively and play really hard for 60 minutes and see if we can keep, you know, the like I said, the stupid plays, you know, the Pittsburgh game I go back to, you know, give up punt return for a touchdown, you know, wasn't the difference in the game, but certainly swings that we need to make sure we can, you know, have those things in our favor to be able to go down to a BCS or FBS opponent at their place and win.
All right, Jim, safe travels to Atlanta and good luck on Thursday night. And we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.